guys, it's your girl Leslie Joy, and this is the Wave Ride Podcast.
My name is Tefi Murage, and welcome to the Wave Ride Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the imposter syndrome and how it affects us as content creators, our lives, and our everyday interactions with people.
Also, as we talk about that, kindly leave down comments below telling us about how you feel about imposter syndrome and how it has affected you and how you're tackling the issue. So, Tiffy.
Yep.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am perfect. Mm-hmm. Is that something that is logical?
It is. If you feel good mentally, emotionally, physically, and
but they learn me, I'm kind of such a good mood.
Yeah.
Anyway, imposter syndrome. Iwe ki una feeling kama wana imposter
syndrome. Yeah. Cool.
Anyway, imposter syndrome. I feel like that is us. A wide topic.
Really?
Speaking about it, kuna watu na feel ni kama wajongi imposter. Okay, personally, si feel ni kama nikona like a lot of knowledge on the topic as per se, but I have a rough idea
of what it is.
Yeah.
What's
and then
rough
it
idea?
Took me
What's
it took
idea?
Me it, okay. Personally, na feeling maybe hiyo ni kitu yenye na feel if there's an opportunity at hand, I am not worthy. Or if I'm doing something, na feel maybe I bait myself around so many things. Kwa na feelingi pia yon imposter syndrome. So, and also, ni kama venye, isi kitu nikuwa najua, ini kitu yenye, nimejua niki grow up as a girl, hakuna mtu alikuwa na talk about. Hakuna mtu alikuja akaniambia whatever you're feeling, that is imposter syndrome. No one actually came to me and told me that that was the issue. Hiyo ni kitu tu nililearn over the internet.
Okay, so for me, imposter syndrome, I learned about it through people openly talking about it online. Like, I didn't know what it was, but when people spoke about it, it's something I related to. And yeah, that was even after, that was actually after I became a content creator. Because I think one person that spoke very openly about it was one of your friends, Zaga Sindel.
Yeah.
She speaks very openly about it. And when she mentioned it, I was like, okay, what is this? And then that's when I went to search imposter syndrome. And it felt like something I really related to, because it's basically a feeling of one, like you're unworthy or you're a fake. If that makes sense.
Or you're not supposed to be doing something. Yeah. Nikama, you have done the biggest mistake in the world when you're doing something. And I feel like that is being so hard on yourself when we actually think about it. And actually, when I come to think of it, I feel like I'm not sure about people in Africa, but I feel people in the States, Mnajua to those countries, South Africa, maybe.
Yeah.
They knew about it, but then us, atukwa tunajua about it like fully. We didn't have as much knowledge. Because if you ask me, that is a time that came into my mind after high school. So meaning primary, high school, these are the levels where I'm being taught and I'm being nurtured to be a mature, big girl, responsible girl. And this term was never in the syllabus.
Yeah, these are not the things that people teach us when we're in school.
Probably now they are there.
I don't think so though.
No, size I think kuna mental health is eco. Probably eco because sababu ni CBC.
In the syllabus. I don't think so. Iko
ina kosa CBC.
No.
What so wanna learn how to fly things? You think akuna mental health?
I don't think so. Cause
so that means in Kenya as a country, we're still not there when it comes to mental illness.
We aren't. But I don't think imposter syndrome is an illness. For me, Nikki Samet's a mental illness, then it's me saying I have a mental illness and I'm not ready for that.
Oh.
I'm not ready for that because I think I'm a very sane person.
Nikama mimi nikila juzi kuna mental illness inaitwa ADHD. Bro. Mi sikuwa najua kuna vitu na mi sipendi ku go with this
term. I don't like to term them.
Ju naonanga sasa nikishajua enyewe niko na ADHD.
You basically telling me
excuse for everything that I'm doing. Like nikifanya something najiambia instead of sijui, I'm not against anyone who has the disease or anything, and see nimeji diagnosed, so nikijiambia but then niko na ADHD, so nikifanya every small thing excuse.
I don't think it's an illness. I think it's something that
a condition.
I don't like to term them. I think it's something that we have to deal with as a person for us to handle like everyday activities. That's why spindy kuzita mental illness or a condition. It's just another hurdle. There's people who have it a bit easier where they don't have to deal with things or characteristics that comes with this condition. But for me, nikisema it's a condition or it's a mental illness, it's basically like labeling myself.
I
don't want to label myself and I don't want to label other people. It's just that I have it, someone else has it a bit easier that they don't have to deal with, or me being anxious, they have it easier because they don't have to deal with the anxiety that comes with being me. But at the end of the day, I'm still a person, I'm still a human being. That's why I don't like to label it. But is it there? It's there.
It is, because speaking of that, I feel like that is a problem ilianza tukiwa wadogo. So in primary, you as a person, because me sidhani nilikuwa chupi, but nilikuwa average. Hakuna point in my life nilikuwa naona bidhi inaweza kuwa number one. Nilikuwa ni shape ya mtu hiyo title. Bidhi wewe ndo unakuwa number one. Mi siwezi. Na si make your effort adi kukuwa number one. Mi najambia, sikuna positions zangu. Izo tu ndio zangu. There's nothing else I can do about it. So it was the same. Ni kama venye mi nilikuwa najua CRE siwezi pata less than 27. Nikipata less than that, enyewe nimefail.
And I think so, that's where it roots. That's the root of it. Because when I was like googling and researching on imposter syndrome, there's different roots of it, and one of them is how you see when you're little and you go to your exams, na tuseme umepata 97 out of 100, and you go to your mom and to your dad and you tell them, mom, I got a 97 98, and they ask you, mbona ukupata 100,
mbona iswali moja ulifeli,
you know, mbona ulifeli, you know.
But then
stems from,
actually come to think of it, because me in my school, but then kwa Rockfield. But then shout out to my parents. But then Missy CJ kwa. I don't feel like I've been in, okay, apart from the one school, I've been in nice schools.
Exactly.
Very nice schools. But Rockfield's tulikuwa, we were pampered. I don't think tulikuwa mistreated. And we were always told, but then number one TM2, number one CJ in motivational speakers wakikuja. But it's number the same thing. But to you as a person, there's that mentality that you have.
Yeah.
This is not mine. Even to me as a content creator, kuna brands zenye najuanga. I brand niya tokoju. Kuna brands zenye unajuanga.
I hate that because if they have it, mbona mimi?
Also, kuna venye watu, kama mimi, kuna brandi nye na juanga. But they apa the number of followers that I have.
Okay, there's realistically talking, looking at it in terms of numbers.
But it is not realistic. I don't think.
In terms
think
of numbers and analyzing it.
It is not realistic. Because I've worked with a big brand. And a very big brand has wanted to work with me.
Yeah.
Na nilikuwa na very few followers. Mm-hmm. So it's, I feel like it is all in the head.
Yeah.
Kwa sababu, it si kwa ubaya, it's not all about the numbers.
Yeah.
It's all about the influence. Mm. And the people who trust you.
That's a good one. It's yeah, not about the and numbers. The, it's about the influence.
And the people that trust you and they trust what you're doing out here. And they like you and they like what you're doing.
Authenticity of it.
So when I realized that, it had to take me back. And actually think, because a few years back, I'd be like, oh, but they even do you and I create content yake. Mm-hmm. So that is how I should be creating my content, yeah, so that I can get these brands. But then, you see, when you have an audience, they relate to you as a person. So that is why I would never, mm-hmm, at the moment, let anyone edit my YouTube videos, because it's only...
very personal.
It's a personal page to me, mm-hmm, and I feel like people relate to me. Adi niki edit kuna vitu zenye uni mimi.
So for me, I think imposter syndrome came from when I was little. I'm a very intelligent person. That's something I know. Like, I'm smart. Like, people in my family are smart. Stardanganya. I'm smart. People in my family are smart. You know, and there's always, my dad always had an expectation for excellence. Mm-hmm. Like, he really did want the best for all of us. So in school, you really had to do well. We had to
you
do
did.
Well. But there was also some grace to what you were doing. But there was also pressure to be the best, because they know the amount, they know what you can do, so they really want to push you.
But
to
do
your
you term
potential.
That exactly? Do you term that as a bad thing or a good thing?
It's a good thing, it's
but
good
it's
thing.
Also a bad thing.
I don't think so.
Because pushing me to my okay, you want me obviously, see, then kuna parent and I'll come to work with number last. So you want me to be the best version that I am.
And you know what that did for me? For me, I never settle for anything that is not what I want. And that is what my parents gave to me by them pushing me to want the best. You know?
But then to you as a person, mm-hmm, it was a good thing. But I feel like to other people, that's a lot of pressure.
It is, because in the end, it became a thing that gave me a bit of insecurity, mm-hmm, that translated to imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what it did. It was good, but it was bad, because now I always want to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I'm creating content, like a video, it has to be perfect. Mm-hmm. If I see something that it doesn't look good or it doesn't go up to the quality of my standard, I won't post it.
Difference, I feel like the difference between imposter syndrome and people pleaser is, imposter syndrome, you feel like you're not worthy. But people pleaser, you're doing something to make people happy.
It doesn't.
So for example, like for me, when I wake up late, I beat myself down. I'm always like, why did you do that? What is the reason? Now, it may figure to a point whereby ilikuwa pushed so much when I was young. Sisi nikiamka late, I have a whole week thinking of what could have been done when I was asleep, what could have... You get those things. Na hiyo ni kwa sababu watu walikuwa nasema... Bidhe ufai kuunalala, mbunu unalala, nini mbaya.
Shame on them.
Ukilala class, everyone is on your neck. Ni kama you've done a very big mistake. And then, I feel like looking back, that was such a small thing.
Auku
unafaa kubash mtu vyo vyote because of that.
You know, I was sent home in high school because of oversleeping. And I didn't feel bad for it.
And people were always so embarrassed. Because me, I remember, ukilala mass, unambu utukwe mattress wende ukalale kwa field. In
Mene,
front of the whole school,
ulale.
Was that,
that
necessary?
Ukitumu ende ulale, sumambu ende
but
ulale.
But did you sleep?
Ende ulale, I slept na nikangorota.
Ay, woko lucky.
Unalala, unalala na ulale.
Mene ilikuwa naona, unalala like 1 hour, the next hour unafikiria bedhe kuna watu wanakuja, bedhe kuna watu wa form 4 wanakuja, form 3 wanakuja, na sasa imagine ukiamba ulale time yenye watu wamekuja function shule yenu. Bro, that was so embarrassing. No, ya huko nala.
Hey, that is embarrassing. Yeah, I don't give up. I don't care. Because that is the only time where you're able to reset. Give yourself grace. Mimi naambianga kila mtu, give yourself.
Hey, but then me ni she akini nilikuwa nalala class, bro.
I love sleep.
Inakujanga na some intimidation with the people living around you.
I don't care.
Mbona unalala class? Ofeko unalala class?
Si wewe uende kwenye uko unaenda.
But see, then walikuwa naifanya intentionally. Ilikuwa to with the surrounding that
it's
comes
like,
with
it's like it's a form of shaming you. Yeah. You know? And it's not right, because why me and you were the same age? You're not better than me.
Exactly. And so also why? You see, with that you carry it until you're older and older. And also I remember my good friend, there's a friend of mine who was talking about it on her Insta stories, and she was saying she beats herself when she wakes up late or she doesn't do anything throughout the day. And akuna malimi andiko bethe unafaa kuwork 24/7, but then why are you beating yourself around? And it also revolves around hard work. Like for example, with me, I'm trying to put down and be, you work so hard. I'm just like, I don't feel that. I don't feel that.
Even when you're supposed to be resting, you still feel like you need
you
to.
You feel like, but they watch content creators and you know, when I create videos. Unadu? Uh-huh.
Where? That must be hard.
Brands wako hapo, wanatafuta influencers and you're not posting content.
I feel like you're talking to me. I feel like you're talking to me.
But sasa ufeko unafeel hivyo. Brand kani yako, imagine ni yako.
Ni yako.
Mm-hmm. Brand kani yako. In as much as watu usema ati watu ni kujuana. Mm-hmm. Okay, ni sawa. Mm-hmm. But kama Mungu amekuwekea kitu, honestly.
Do you feel like you don't fit in spaces?
Yes.
Yeah.
In For example,
friend groups, going to places, do you feel like you don't fit in?
That affects me a lot when I'm invited for events and my friends are not invited.
Oh, no.
So in a
But why? You see, you're invited and they're not invited. How does that affect you?
At times I'll cancel. I'll tell
really?
Them I won't. Yeah.
Why? Why would you cancel? That's crazy. That's it's wild. Unaenda
ni
shine.
Ni, I feel in iko around. See,
let me ask you a question.
Influence.
When they're invited and you're not invited, do they not go?
I can't speak about that because
it's sensitive.
Sensitive. Nitakuwa na expose things.
It's
personal
okay.
things.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're all in one, the same. Mm-hmm. Kuna events zenye kama tuko like two people. I'm not saying like all my friends should be there.
Is
but at least one
like
person.
You go together and you encourage each other.
Yeah, and unajua events now. Events ukuja na a lot of pressure. You must dress in a certain type of way. You must do this. Mm-hmm. Imagine uko kwa event, uko peke yako, you don't know anyone. The people who are there are big influencers.
Yeah.
So how are you supposed to revolve around that? And personally, let me not lie to you, big influencers, some of them are very mean.
I know.
Yeah. So when you think about that, because we have experienced that even as friends, and we were just friends, so we had each other over there to comfort each other. Then imagine having that when you're alone and you have no one to talk to. No, unajua venye inakuanga weird uko in a space where you don't know anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So unaka like a very tiny person and you can't talk to anyone.
Recently, I got invited somewhere with like big people, and it was just to hang out, you know, to like have fun. And first day it was nice, but then someone invited me for another thing the next day, and I went and I had no one. The people that invited me, they weren't there. But the people that I was invited to hang out with wanted to hang out with me mm-hmm. afterwards. And I was like, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'm fitting in. They like me. So I deserve to be here. But then the next day, as we're spending time with more people, mm-hmm. I started feeling like I didn't fit in, you know? And I started talking to myself, saying, wah, aki wana ninaji? What are they thinking?
Wanaona nimevanini? Wanaona maybe wana judge venye naongea?
And the thing is, we were involved in, you know, some sherehe fun, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm a bit boozed and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get into your head and you're like, wow, you're saying things.
You're not even comfortable speaking to people.
I'm not comfortable. Do you know what I said? I'm not going anywhere. Miss Cindy Mahali Drew, I was invited here for a reason. Cindy, they like my company. And I had to try to overcome that because that's something I deal with a lot. I'm invited somewhere, and then 2 hours, 3 hours down the line, I'm like,
yeah,
you
know, but then I have things. Huge respect for people who know how to network. That's a cool thing to do.
And
that is not an easy thing to do.
People you don't know and fitting into spaces, because that's how you network. You meet people that propel you to all these other things that you
and
want
they
to do
open
life.
Big doors for you. Hey, but then networking
ni hard. That's where imposter syndrome comes in, where you feel like you don't fit in, and it.
When I feel but then umtwani baby kama.
Because God wouldn't call you to a place where He didn't think you deserve to be in.
Also, let me tell you guys, I feel like people should be easy with each other. In a way whereby you never know what will happen in the next few years. Or but then me usema uzuri ya life aujui kenye kesho ina
happen. And there are a lot of Nairobi and I will say this and I'm saying it with my chest, please post this. Nairobi girls,
yes.
You are so fucking mean.
Yeah, you don't need to be mean.
Such mean girls.
Why? But then being mean does not add anything to
Why?
You. If anything,
I hate
personally
mean
nakwanga nimejambia, kwa mean si important, si valid. I could add anything. If anything, you're portraying what you don't have in your life.
It's actually a reflection of what's in your heart. So if you hate me, it's because you hate yourself.
Period.
So please keep that energy to yourself and don't bring it around me.
Period.
It's all love, it's all peace, it's all smiles, happiness, and a lot of money.
Yup.
So please, 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 please keep the hate. So what do you project the hate and cook to be a macho? I like it. Please give me the eyes. I know you don't have it.
So my most vivid event actually of imposter syndrome ilikuwa. Oh, but then more. But I think the one that I was just like, oh my God, but then I'm not supposed to be here. All these people are big. Imagine it was a workshop. And I remember, at a city, anyone did anything to me. I was invited for a workshop. And Caroline Mutuku was the lead speaker. And there were so many big people over there. And unona wana interact, unona bethe umtu akona a million followers. I'm just like, I don't deserve to be here. I do not deserve to be here. And okay, I thank God that my friend was there and we interacted. But it was such a vivid moment for me. Kwa sababu ilikuwa, bethe sifai kwa apa. Sifai. Watu wako hapa si ligi yangu. Bethe ni privilege.
If they called you to go there, it's because they thought you deserve to be there.
Exactly. Adi najiambia. Bethe wa. Ni privilege. Sifai kuwa hapa. And I feel like that was. Nime experience zingine, but hiyo ndio ilikuwa highlight. Kwa ina room whereby you're just there and just seeing big people and certainly anyone who has, I feel like that is the biggest imposter syndrome. No one has pushed it to you,
mm-hmm. but you feel it
on your own.
Yeah. I feel it for you. I mean, I felt it for you. For me, I think in spaces where I feel like I don't fit in or where I'm actively, because it takes us a matter of being self-aware of the situation that you're in and what you're feeling, because in that moment I felt like I didn't belong here. Mm-hmm. I didn't belong with these people, or these people didn't want me to be here. So in that moment, Nikki, interact with these people, because when you're in your head, when your head,
but that's, I feel like that is the biggest enemy of
your
imposter
mind.
I feel
your
like
imposter is you. Oh my god,
you're the biggest catch to it. Kwa sababu unajua mtu mwingine akikwambia kitu, you can bitch up and be like, unaniambia,
but
when it's yourself, you are your biggest bully.
So for me, I knew that I was facing or battling imposter syndrome, because it's something I'd gone through in so many different scenarios where I was meeting people, I was in spaces, and I didn't feel like going home early and telling people, you know what, I don't want to be here.
And even lying, saying, oh my god, I have to do
something. And you know what I said to myself that day where I sat down and I'm like, I feel like I don't deserve to be here. You know what I told myself? These people wouldn't have called you here if they didn't want
and God
you to
could
be
never
here.
Have opened that
mm-hmm.
opportunity
he
for
wouldn't
you
have brought you
if
to
you
a
didn't.
Place where he didn't feel like you deserve to be there. Unajoni samanini siendi mahali.
Sami, I feel like for me,
and I held my head so fucking high, nikajifanya ni mimi hata nimeita watu.
I feel like that was a cool place for you, but personally for me, nearly battle. I feel like the best part, I don't think I battled it. I was just, my friend was there, mm-hmm. and it felt better. So I was just
for
like,
friends. Thank God for friends.
Yeah, we do. My friend was there, and I was just like, you know what? Tukua wili. So yeah, it got better.
It's important to have very supportive friends.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, to wind up, I feel like people shouldn't be so hard on themselves, and then. When where to do your biggest bully
like,
in all of this and
yeah.
So you just have to sit down with yourself and tell yourself, you know what, it's not that serious. Let me just go with the flow.
Yeah. And be kind to yourself. In anything and everything, be kind to yourself. And if you're in a space where you feel like you don't belong, kick those fucking thoughts. Am I supposed to curse?
Yeah, just pause.
Kick those thoughts. Like, jifanye wewe ndio ule and say, like, pretend. You know, they usually say this thing where fake it till you make it.
Yeah,
there's
I feel
a detriment
like
to it, but that's a motto you should live by every single day. Like, at a town, tembea ni kama wewe uko na ma buildings huku, you know, umerentisha.
But then, unajoka, speaking of that, me uko na such big fear of working with short things. Like short dresses, biker shorts, such things. Such, I don't want to be in them. Acha kuniangalia hivyo. I like them. Ni, hakuna mtu anaweza jua. Mi tu ndio najua naogopa.
Exactly.
Mi tu ndio najua naogopa. But then, I remember my boyfriend told me, hakuna mtu hata yuko bothered.
No, there's very
But size in this time of era that we are in.
Don't dare touch me.
Exactly. I don't think that people think about it that much.
Jaribu.
And then people envy your confidence when you're in such things. So, size ni melantu kwa.
They better envy.
As they should.
Oh my goodness, it's about time.
Anyway, we are coming to the end of the episode. And our last words are just be kind to yourself. Life in a manual, go with the flow.
Mm-hmm. You? Be kind to yourself.
Yeah, so that was it for today. Kindly do like, subscribe, comment, and share. Please don't forget to get this podcast to 1,000 subbies. Yep. So key point is subscribing and sharing this videos. Also comment down below. We want to see what you guys think about different opinions.
Have you ever experienced imposter syndrome?
If you haven't, tell us how you go through that, how you what you do for you not to have it. And yeah, that is just it. Okay, just tell us down below when you experience imposter syndrome and how you battled it. And yeah, that is just it. So do like, comment, share, and subscribe. I know that we love you so much. Also, don't forget to subscribe on my channel.
At Leslie Joy.
At Leslie Joy. YouTube, Instagram. Yeah, just YouTube. Oh, you ain't getting it, huh? Threads. No, thank
Shame
you.
On you. You should be embarrassed.
But then Tefi, you come weird. Tefi has a YouTube channel, and I feel like she does not.
Mhm. Unani put on the spot, manzo. When you put on the spot, unani mulika na matanzo. What are you
doing? Impostor syndrome. Tefi, onge. What's your IG and your YouTube?
My Insta. My Instagram is Tefi underscore Morage. TEPHIE_Morage. And same on YouTube, Tefi Morage. Like, share, subscribe, follow. And yeah, like.
Pia usituambie tu subscribe na ukose kutupea content.
Umeni put on the spot.
As I should.
As you should.
Yeah. Anyway, see you guys on the next episode.
Yeah.
That's it. Bye bye, guys.